Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Year of Yes by Shonda Rhimes is a candid self-development memoir from the creator and showrunner known for building cultural phenomena in television. Rather than presenting a strict program, Rhimes frames the book around a personal experiment, spending a year saying yes to invitations, opportunities, and experiences she would normally avoid. The core tension is relatable for many readers. Outward success paired with private anxiety, people-pleasing, and the quiet habit of shrinking away from visibility. Through personal stories and lessons learned, she explores how small acts of courage can reshape identity, relationships, health, and leadership. The voice is conversational and reflective, focusing on mindset shifts and practical decisions rather than abstract inspiration. Rhimes also examines the costs of chronic overwork and the pressure to perform, especially for ambitious professionals and parents. The result is an accessible narrative about expanding one's life by choosing presence, boundaries, and intentional risk. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the power of a simple yes and why it changes identity. A central topic is how a single behavioral rule can reveal hidden patterns. Rhimes describes the kind of success that still leaves someone feeling reluctant to be seen, declining public speaking, avoiding interviews, and defaulting to no, because no feels safer. The year-long commitment to say yes is not about becoming reckless, it is about interrupting avoidance and letting action lead emotion. Readers see how saying yes functions like exposure training, where repeated engagement reduces fear and increases competence. The deeper idea is identity-based. Each yes is a vote for the person you want to be, not the person anxiety would prefer you remain. The book highlights how often people confuse discomfort with danger, and how that confusion quietly limits careers and personal growth. It also shows the compounding effect. One brave decision tends to create new connections, skills, and confidence that make the next decision easier. By treating yes as a practice rather than a personality trait, the narrative argues that courage is learnable and can be built through deliberate, consistent choices. Secondly, visibility, fear, and stepping into the spotlight on purpose. Another important thread is the relationship between achievement and visibility. Rhimes explores what it means to be excellent behind the scenes while feeling unequipped for public attention. The book examines the discomfort of being perceived, giving speeches, being photographed, entering rooms where people have expectations, and hearing praise without deflection. This topic resonates with readers who excel in their craft but dread leadership moments that require presence and performance. The narrative treats fear as information rather than a stop sign, encouraging readers to identify the specific story underneath the fear, such as fear of judgment, fear of failure in public, or fear of not belonging. It also emphasizes the role of preparation and repetition, showing that confidence often arrives after action, not before it. Importantly, visibility is framed as a service to others as well as oneself, since stepping forward can open doors, represent communities, and model possibility. The takeaway is that owning your work includes owning your right to take up space, even when your instincts say to disappear. Thirdly, boundaries, people-pleasing, and learning to choose yourself, Rhimes also focuses on the pressure to be everything for everyone, a dynamic that can feel especially intense for high performers and caregivers. Saying yes to growth can require saying no to draining obligations, unspoken expectations, and endless availability. The book examines how people-pleasing can masquerade as kindness while functioning as fear, fear of disappointing, fear of being disliked, or fear of losing relevance. As her year unfolds, the reader sees boundary setting as a skill that protects creative energy, family time, and mental health. This topic includes the idea that being the reliable one can become a trap, because others build their plans on your compliance. Rhimes's reflections encourage readers to distinguish between commitments that align with values and commitments that exist only to manage other people's emotions. There is also an implicit leadership lesson. Clear boundaries create healthier teams and relationships because they reduce resentment and ambiguity. Overall, the book suggests that self-respect is expressed through choices, calendars, and conversations, not only through internal affirmations. Fourthly, health, energy, and the cost of constant productivity, a meaningful topic in the book, is how success can be fueled by habits that quietly harm the body. Rhimes discusses the realities of long hours, stress, and the way work can become both identity and escape. The year of yes becomes not only social and professional, but also physical, pushing her to examine sleep, food, movement, and medical check-ins. This theme is relevant to readers who normalize exhaustion, treat burnout as a badge, or delay self-care until a crisis forces change. The message is not that health requires perfection, but that energy is a life resource that deserves intentional management. Rhimes's experience supports a pragmatic view. Health decisions are easier when they are attached to a compelling reason, such as wanting to be present for family or capable in demanding moments. The book also highlights how physical well-being affects confidence and mood, making it easier to show up in public, make decisions, and handle stress. In this way, the health thread connects back to the broader premise that a bigger life requires a stronger foundation. Lastly, presence, authenticity, and building a life that feels like yours. Beyond the mechanics of saying yes, the book emphasizes presence, being mentally and emotionally in the moments you are living. Rhymes explores the difference between performing a role and inhabiting your own life, a difference that can blur when responsibilities stack and days become automated. The Year of Yes is portrayed as a reset that brings attention back to relationships, gratitude, and enjoyment without guilt. This topic also touches on authenticity, especially the decision to stop hiding preferences, needs, or ambitions to make others comfortable. Readers are encouraged to notice where they shrink, where they apologize unnecessarily, and where they accept narratives that no longer fit. The book suggests that personal reinvention does not require abandoning who you are. It requires reclaiming parts of yourself that fear and routine have muted. It also presents the idea of celebrating oneself without waiting for external permission, and letting joy be a legitimate goal rather than a reward after endless work. Ultimately, the narrative frames selfhood as something built through repeated acts of honesty, engagement, and choice. In conclusion, this book fits readers who enjoy memoirs with practical life lessons, especially creatives, entrepreneurs, managers, parents, and anyone who feels stuck in a pattern of avoidance despite outward competence. It also speaks to people who struggle with visibility, social anxiety, or the habit of defaulting to no because it feels easier than risking embarrassment. The benefit is not a rigid system, but a mindset shift, treating courage as a practice, learning to separate discomfort from danger, and recognizing that boundaries and self-care are not indulgences but requirements for a sustainable life. By following Rhymes through a year of intentional choices, readers can reflect on their own automatic responses and identify one small rule that could interrupt them, whether that is saying yes more often, saying no more clearly, or showing up more fully. Compared to similar self-help books, Year of Yes stands out for its narrative credibility and specificity. The lessons come from real situations in work, family, and public life, making the insights easier to remember and apply. It is worth buying for readers who want motivation that feels human, direct, and action-oriented rather than theoretical. If you would like to support Shonda Rhimes, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.